Greetings and good day. This is Krista Henry for CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7. It's great to be with you. After 15 years on King Street West in Kitchener's downtown core, the Kitchener-Waterloo Multicultural Center announced its new location. The 54-year-old organization will be moving to 715 Fisher-Hallman Road after construction is completed. Today, we're talking to the Multicultural Center's Lucia Harrison to learn more about their relocation. We'd really like to know a little bit more about the work that the center actually does, if you could tell us about that.
Okay, we provide services to immigrants, refugees, government-assisted refugees, when they arrive in Kitchener-Waterloo or in Waterloo region. We can provide what we call settlement supports, which could be helping people access services, fill out forms, get referrals to other agencies, housing, sort of a very long list of things that we can help people with.
Mm-hmm.
We have settlement workers. Well, pre-COVID, we have settlement workers in 5 of our local libraries. They will be going back, but of course, with shutdown, that was not, lockdowns, it was not possible. We also have a pre-employment program where we help internationally trained professionals develop sort of a blueprint of how to get into their profession here. Resume support, interview support. And then we also have a first job in Canada, which is more for people if they're looking for more survival type jobs rather than maybe as in the kind of job an internationally trained professional would. We have a very extensive interpretation and translation service. We have about 100 people covering 65 different languages that we will provide interpretation in many different settings. It could be medical settings, legal settings, with the school boards, with the police, with the region of Waterloo. So it keeps us very busy. We probably did about 20,000 interpretations last year. And then we have a few other programs, a conversational English program where we just match someone who's wanting to improve their English with a volunteer. It's a great little program. They set their own time. They set what they can feel comfortable with as far as meeting. So they might meet in a coffee shop. Again, during COVID, a lot of that has been remote rather than face-to-face. It's a program that we are always looking for volunteers for. We never seem to be able to have enough to match with the people who want to learn English. We also have a youth program for immigrant youth, especially those who have come here in their teens, to help them do sort of career and education planning. Youth who come in their teens, sometimes they miss a lot of the programs that would happen in grade 7 and 8 here, sometimes grade 9. So it's just to help them with some educational and career pathways.
And do you have an idea of about how many people you serve, even if it's like on an annual basis?
Some of the things that we do, we cannot keep stats. So when I say we've done 20,000 interpretations, that could be, 10 or 20 for one individual. So that one is hard for us to count for privacy reasons. Through our settlement program, we probably serve about 5,000 people, probably 1,000 through our employment. So it's a lot of people, but in many cases they could be double, triple counted. And that's why I hesitate sometimes to throw out a number.
Totally understandable. So in regards to your move that's coming, what prompted the move and when are you hoping to officially open at your new location?
Well, we had actually sold the building pre-COVID with the plan. We had a 2-year lease once we sold the property. But then COVID hit and looking for buildings, everything got a bit delayed. We found our building in downtown Kitchener. There was a number of issues. First of all, we had grown so big that we had to open a sub office for some of our staff. Also, quite honestly, it is it was a very old building, and as a not-for-profit, it's really hard to budget for some of the massive renovations and repairs that had to happen. So we wanted to find a location that would be very accessible for our clients, but also big enough for us to have staff there and not require two locations.
About your new location, what improvements will be seeing? What plans do you guys have in mind?
Well, the new location, it is on two major bus routes just off the expressway and has lots of parking, which for many of our clients is important. Many newcomers, when they come to Canada, a vehicle is one of their first purchases, and especially if they're having to drive around with the kids, registering them in various places, they just find it more convenient than transit. So one of the things we wanted was lots of free parking. We'd virtually lost all access to parking in downtown Kitchener, which also meant that if we were doing workshops or having sessions, people were constantly having to get up and move their cars or get a, you know, buy a second ticket or a third ticket to be able to stay for the length of the workshops. So all of that, we really wanted to have a place that was accessible, had lots of parking, which our location at Fisher Holman certainly has. It was also a much brighter, naturally lit location, which all of our staff had really hoped we would have in a new place. And it is being built, it's bare walls right now, so it is being built exactly for what we are going to need. And so that's very exciting as well.
Okay. I understand it's still fairly early days, but do you have like a timeline in mind when you'd like to reopen?
Well, we will be opening in stages. I mentioned before that we have settlement workers who work out of five locations of Kitchener and Waterloo Public Library System. They will be going back to work probably at the beginning of September and meeting clients face-to-face. I think to start off, like a lot of organizations, we're probably going to prioritize. Some people can easily be served remotely. Other people really need that face-to-face. So that will be resuming in September as things are allowed to open and as numbers of people in premises increases. We will have more and more slots available at the five libraries. As far as the new location goes, I don't anticipate that we will be moving there until January. It's just the time it takes for building permits and to get the entire build done that we need. That I would be thrilled if it was sooner, but I'm not really expecting it sooner than January.
Okay. And then do you have any amazing plans for your reopening, for your opening?
You know, it's so hard to plan at the moment. I am sure we will do something, but I think we have to see where COVID takes us over the next 6 months to know what kind of reopening that will be.
Take it that you had to do a lot of adapting during the pandemic the last year, like everyone else has. Has that taught you guys any lessons that you're taking moving forward into the way that you operate?
Well, I think certainly we have proven that there's times that people can be very effective working from home, and there's times that people would be more effective working in an office. But I think that has been really useful learning. Our staff are working really hard. We've actually served more clients this year than we did pre-COVID. And, you know, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment. The other thing that we have learned is that we had tried over the years to try to reduce the amount of paper we generate. And COVID has certainly proven to us that we can pretty well use a complete cloud-based system, keeping our files secure, accessible. So that's been wonderful because we just, I don't know, as a not-for-profit, we seem to generate so much paper. And yeah, it's been lovely to see how little we actually need. So that's been a really good learning.
That's great. And you mentioned serving more people this year. Do you think that's because of the pandemic, that there are more people in need of your services?
Yes. I think that because people we're not really socializing. You know, if you move to Kitchener-Waterloo from Italy and you're in the grocery store and you run into another Italian, you could start talking about, you know, oh, I did this to find furniture, or I did this to find housing. So there was a lot of informal supports that I think people were missing.
Mm-hmm.
So they were calling for more help, I think, because they weren't socializing with other people and getting the information informally.
That's a good point. So in regards to support that you may need from the community right now, is there anything that we can do to help you in the work that you do?
I think the big piece will still be over the next 6 months of letting people know that we are serving, right? Our website says just call our intake number. You will be served. But because we're dealing with people who speak so many different languages, it's hard for us to do messaging. But that's probably the biggest, is that we're open now and we're going to be opening in a new location, but we will be providing our full suite of services that entire time.
Okay. And in regards to events, now that we're opening, I know that you guys plan like big festivals and other events. Can we expect anything between now and then?
I mean, we are really, really hoping that we're going to be able to have a face-to-face festival next year. Of course, the last two have been online. But I my dream is that we have a festival like our first 52 were. But again, I think we need to do a little bit more of wait, see what kind of limits are in the parks and what kind of restrictions are put in place for events. But oh gosh, I really, really hope that we're going to be in the park next year.
Great. And lastly, why do you think that the work that you guys do for the community is so important?
I think that as a community, we all benefit when people arrive here, they settle in, they get jobs, they pay their taxes, they participate in the community, that the faster that can happen for people coming into our region, we all benefit. Our employers are desperate for new people in all kinds of lines of work. Our economy, for it to grow, we have to have newcomers coming in. We're not...
Mm-hmm.
You know, our population is not growing at the same rate that it would have, you know, 50 years ago. So economically, we really need immigration into this region. And at the end of the day, we all benefit if that's, you know, a seamless, quick process as possible.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lucia, for talking with us. We wish you all the best as you embark on this new journey at your new location.
Well, thank you very much. It's been really good talking to you as well.
That was Lucia Harrison, CEO of the Kitchener-Waterloo Multicultural Center. The Multicultural Center will be moving from King Street West in Kitchener's downtown core to 715 Fisher-Hallman Road after construction is completed later this year. The Kitchener-Waterloo Multicultural Center is known to many for its annual festival in Victoria Park, providing a wide variety of services for new immigrants to this community. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news and other stories commissioned under Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. My name is Krista Henry for the CKMS Newsroom. Thank you for joining us.